It's good to learn at the errors of someone else, I would say. We all do errors, but if we can avoid doing all of them on our own, that's a little bit better. That's why I'm going to share with you today a set of my favorite errors I have seen in embedded products. And if you have worked with me in the past, don't worry. I'm changing details of all of the examples that you cannot figure out which project it exactly was. Okay? So, no panic. But before we start, a disclaimer, I'm a security person, so I have my bias. Okay? And now, a task for you. An important task for you. Concentrate. Concentrate and think about an embedded product or project you have been working on. It may be something that you are working on right now, or it may be something you have been working with in the past. Concentrate. You have one? Keep it. We are staying honest with ourselves, because count one point for every single error on my list that was in your project. Okay? You stay honest with yourself. The first one. Easy. Binaries in Git. When we are thinking about this, we probably would say...
Your microphone is muted.
Oh. So we're...
I think.
No, it's not muted. It's...
Okay, it's good.
It's green.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. When we get to binaries in Git, what you think about at the beginning is that some beginner developer that got the application, compiled it, and then everything to Git. Right? But it's not the whole truth. I have seen binaries in Git for different reasons too. One important example, firmware. For a big project, and while I started talking to the team about why do we have that damn binary in Git, but it's hard to compile, you need that tool chain, that distribution version, then you have to patch this and that. So it was too complicated, they just put it in Git, and in the to-do list, we are going to compile it later. That later, it took some time to arrive, right? My suggestion, if you are thinking about putting binaries in Git, first think, and then what you can do is, at the minimum, put a script that compiles that binary. At the maximum, in your CI, that of course you have one, in your CI, put a different job that is doing all the complicated work to compile that firmware binary, whatever. This binary, if it can be compiled from source, would make sure that Alberto, who is here, if for people who don't know Alberto, you should know him. Alberto won't be crying when he audits your repository for license compliance. And for me, as a security person, when I see binaries in Git, I tell myself, what do we have here? Probably 5 years versions of everything with all the CVs in the from the last 5 years. Great. Try to avoid binaries in Git, except if you really know what you are doing. But really know what you are doing. Okay, forgotten dependencies number four. Do you know what you have in your project? Really? No? Yeah. not knowing what you have in your project, that quite often happens for embedded projects that use one Git repo and they copy everything. In this library's configuration files, and then after 10 or 15 years, nobody